somebody else would like to know. They've got a 5-year-old listening, and they want to know really what these creatures look like. Now, you said not exactly human, not exactly total animal, like something in between. Is there any way you can describe the facial features of these creatures? It should be imprinted on your memory.
Yeah, Art. No, because I've never seen nothing on this earth that looks like them. Their heads, they have a nose similar to a human.
Okay.
Their mouths appear to be more ape. Their eyes are sunken back in their head more than human. Okay. I mean, I think if you take a human and cross it with a ape, you could probably come up with a reasonable facsimile of it.
Okay. You know what I might suggest, Art, if you don't mind?
Sure.
Bugs, after we go off the air, if you would give Art your mailing address, which
Art has my mailing address, he has my phone numbers, he has everything.
What I'd like to do is...
Robert, let me just interrupt. I've promised him anonymity, and we'll explain why here shortly.
Oh, no. What I mean is, what I'd do is send a copy to you, Art, and have you forward to Bugs. The idea is this. Now, on the cover of that is one of the best artist renderings I have ever seen because I sat with the artist myself.
On the cover of what?
On the cover of the cassette that I have.
Of a cassette? Oh, of your cassette, all right.
Right. And that way, what I'd like to do is get a reaction from Bugs and he can tell that to you. That's number one. Number two, can I ask you something, Bugs? What
sure.
kind of soil... were these two buried in? Was it sandy? Was it dirt?
This part of the country is sandy loam, and it was it wasn't silk sand, but it was a sandy loam in that particular place where we buried them. They was it's more of a gravel type sand because it was it did have some rock in it because that creek was probably from the point we buried it. The creek kind of went south, about probably 150, 200 yards, and then it turned back east. And over the period of time when we had a lot of high rains in this part of the country, it would wash silt and such in there.
Are you saying that the creek would overflow into this specific area?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Because that'll cause a different type of decomposition. Did you take a GPS reading?
A what?
Probably not, Robert. I would say not. A GPS.
Oh, no. I don't have one of them animals.
Yeah.
Okay, if we supplied one, would you take the readings and send those to Art?
Well, he's given me an extremely specific map.
Oh, okay.
Very, very specific.
I mean, that map is detailed down to the foot.
You would know where to dig. Listen.
To be honest with you, this happened 30-plus years ago, and I have not... been out there since.
Bugs, when you had these things lying on the ground, what did you guys talk about and why did you decide to bury them?
We thought they could be human, Art. and we didn't want to go to jail.
But what you just described is... I understand. In other words, there were enough
humans...
you're
sitting there and you're looking at the... at the sexual organs of two animals that's got identical to human beings, what do you think?
Robert, with what you know about Bigfoot, do they have sexual organs, the reports you get, do they have sexual organs similar to humans?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
They do.
So far, everything that Bugs has mentioned is something that I've observed myself, so yes.
Oh.
He's right on the nose.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate that fact.
Have you ever seen, Bugs, any of the Bigfoot photos, like the Patterson film,
I have not, Art.
You haven't?
No.
Would somebody please send me a good Bigfoot photograph right away?
I'm on the computer. I can't look at it.
Well, it's too bad our website isn't up because we have all of them on there.
Oh, you do?
Yes, and it's unfortunately it's under reconstruction right at the moment.
Okay, well, somebody will send us a photograph. Depend on that. In the next 15 minutes or so, we'll try and get it up for the next hour.
I will give a little more detail as to the location of this to tease the people out there.
All right.
The biggest river in the state of Texas that I guess you might say is the Red River. This Elm Creek is a branch off of the Red River of the state of Texas.
Okay. That's the only sound. Actually, you heard that scream sound, but other than that, you heard a growling. What you would describe as
Art, I don't know whether it was a growling or a rustling or something, but something got our attention in those bushes.
Now, when they moved, you said they moved on 2 feet, or seemed to walk on 2 feet, hunched over or straight up?
It was hunched over. To be honest with you, when it was running, it looked like a bear. When it was running away from us, it looked like a bear, and I'm thinking dollar signs. That's why I fired.
He was probably pretty badly injured by your first fusillade. And what he was doing, I think, is, number one, escaping. Number two, he was going to the protection, hopefully, of his mate. And the mate may have picked him up and carried him to where you caught him.
I don't know that happened. It's possible because there was grass where he came out of that creek and headed east there.
Mm-hmm. Maurice in Modesto, California asks, if you were hunting for money, why didn't you all decide to bring these creatures back for a hell of a profit? They'd be worth a fortune.
Yeah, and maybe go to jail for the rest of your life, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the fellow in Modesto is overlooking the fact that if these are humanoids, then under the American Constitution, they have civil rights, and Bugs is indeed correct. He could be charged with manslaughter, at least.
You know what? By the time we did the original show, by the time we finished the original show, Bugs was actually going to invite me out there,
mm-hmm.
and we were going to dig these bodies up.
Good.
This was years ago.
I said I'd show you, Art. I ain't digging them up. Let me tell you something. I own a farm near this place.
Yes, sir.
And, Art, I won't go out there at night because about a year or so ago, I was out there late one evening with my dogs. They love to go out and swim in the creek. And I heard that sound. And, Art, I know they still want out there. And to be honest with you, I think they're looking for me.